From WSIU News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It is Friday, August 7th. We'll see mostly sunny skies today with a slight chance. We'll see some pop-up scattered showers or thunderstorms through late afternoon. It's going to be warm and a little on the humid side with a high near 91. An update on a story we've been following this week. The victim who died in Tuesday evening's house explosion in Energy has been identified as 77-year-old David Turner. Turner died when his house exploded in what authorities believe was likely a natural gas or propane explosion. Authorities stress that a final determination has not yet been made. A former Southern Illinois University School of Medicine professor has pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge of reckless conduct, admitting he recorded himself masturbating in a Pulliam Hall hallway and posted the video online. 35-year-old Kyle Miller was arrested last March after a social media thread by libs of TikTok alleged he had filmed sexual acts in several campus locations. The post drew national attention and led to the investigation by the Jackson County Sheriff's Office. Miller was initially charged with two counts of public indecency, but prosecutors later offered a plea deal reducing the charges to reckless conduct, which is not classified as a sex offense under Illinois law. On Wednesday, Miller pleaded guilty to one count. The second was dismissed. He was ordered to pay $1,000 in fines and court costs. SIU says Miller, who was fired after the arrest, is no longer banned from campus. An Illinois House panel is investigating indicted Central Illinois Democratic lawmaker Carol Ammons. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Prosecutors say Ammons illegally wired state grant money to her daughter, took kickbacks, and lied to the FBI. Ammons claims innocence. But now the House Special Investigating Committee opened hearings to decide if Ammons should be expelled. Democratic State Rep. Curtis Tarver chairs the group.
When one of our members is the subject of a criminal indictment based on allegations of a wire fraud, false statements to the FBI, and conspiracy to obstruct justice, there is a direct threat to the public trust in this very institution.
The committee last focused on sitting lawmakers 6 years ago when it refrained from disciplinary action against former Speaker Michael Madigan, who was later indicted. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Southern Illinois State Senator Terry Bryant is calling for House Speaker Emanuel Chris Welch to resign following the release of a Legislative Inspector General report on former Representative Harry Benton. The Murfreesboro Republican says the report shows what she describes as longstanding culture in the Illinois House of protecting politicians instead of employees. Bryant criticized Welch for what the report outlines as delays and missteps in handling sexual harassment allegations, calling it a failure of leadership. Bryant also pointed to a communication between Welch and the complainant that the speaker later acknowledged as potentially inappropriate. Bryant says Illinois has faced too many ethics scandals and argues that Welch should step down for the good of the institution and the people who work in it. In the meantime, Speaker Welch wants to create a working group to improve how the General Assembly responds to sexual harassment. Welch announced the closed-door, Democrat-only working group earlier this week, despite criticism from Republicans wanting it to be a bipartisan and open process. It's that time of year for parents needing to do back-to-school shopping for their kids' upcoming school year. Those parents can take advantage of tax-free weekends starting today in both Illinois and Missouri. Illinois' tax-free holiday runs through August 16th. Governor J.B. Pritzker's office says Illinois families are expected to save up to $10 million in school supplies. The Missouri tax-exempt period ends on Sunday. Better Business Bureau Regional Director Rachel Cantoni says you can actually start your shopping at home.
See what you have from the previous year that'll do the job, or see what will maybe last until Christmas time. And then once you've got that narrowed down list, then set a budget. Setting a budget just helps you pay more attention to the price of things that you're picking up in the store. And can really help you save a little bit of money during this exciting time.
Cantoni says plenty of retailers capitalize on the busy back-to-school buying season with late summer sales. She says another good idea could be to buy certain supplies in bulk and don't be afraid to ask the stores you visit if they offer student or teacher discounts on back-to-school items. And Southern Illinois University officials will be welcoming students back to campus next week for the start of the fall semester. SIU's annual Saluki Startup and Weeks of Welcome get underway to help new and returning students settle in and connect with campus life. New student programs officials say the goal is to make students feel at home from the moment they arrive. Move-in begins on Wednesday, August 12th, with volunteers helping nearly 3,000 students get settled on campus. Saluki startup activities run August 12th through September 4th. Weeks of Welcome activities will begin on August 17th and continue through September 5th, featuring the Fall Involvement Fair, outdoor adventure trips, and open house at Touch of Nature. Well, weather-wise today, we're going to see mostly sunny skies across the region. There's a slight chance throughout the day we'll see some scattered pop-up showers and thunderstorms, but they shouldn't wash out any outdoor activities you might have planned. It is going to be warm and more on the humid side today and through the weekend. We'll see a high near 91. That'll give way to mostly cloudy skies tonight. There is a slight chance of some overnight scattered showers and thunderstorms with a low of 71. Then tomorrow kind of sets the tone for the entire weekend. We'll see mostly sunny skies, a high of 91. Clear skies tomorrow night with a low of 72. The outlook on Sunday, more sunshine, continued warm and humid with a high of 93. Monday looks like sunny and a high of 94. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU News.